This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been 1 month since floods caused around $11 million in damage to roads and public infrastructure in northern Wisconsin. This week, officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency are taking a closer look at washed-out roads and whether the region will qualify for a federal disaster declaration. As Daniel Kading reports, that declaration is tied to money that can help the region recover.
A caravan of cars is driving down a stretch of road in Bayfield County. Getting out of his car, Troy Christensen with FEMA says it was good a road engineer told him to go slow.
I'm glad he mentioned not to go too fast. Because from a distance, it just looks like a big area of shade.
What looks like a shadow is actually a huge gaping hole where the road is missing.
So this is what we call a significant total road washout.
That's Catherine Warren, a public assistance specialist with FEMA. She's part of a team doing damage assessments in the county. Warren says they visit sites like this to gauge how much repairs might cost.
So at this site, they'll have to put the culvert back in and put a lot of big rocks on top of it to hold it in place, hopefully, during the next storm.
After a walk around, the team heads out to drive to a similar site, not far from this one. The roads turn from gravel to blacktop, back to gravel again. It's a temporary fix that towns have been using until they can repair washed-out roads. When the team arrives, Mason road worker Mark Lake points out a 60-foot drain pipe mangled in pieces among the trees. He says it's been long, hot days since the flooding.
We've worked on other roads, getting them open, but there are still some people that have to drive, you know, 4 or 5 miles out of the way to get to an open road.
Lake says the town has 56 areas where roads are damaged or washed out. So far, they've been able to make 10 passable and hope to finish this one by the end of the week. He says the rest will take time and money.
You look at the money that's involved to fix this stuff, and you're looking at 3, maybe 4 times the amount of money that the township has for the entire budget, not just the roads budget, everything.
That's why county and town officials in northern Wisconsin are hoping for a federal disaster declaration. It would mean access to more money to fix roads and public infrastructure. But that won't help close to 80 homes and businesses damaged by flooding. There would have to be about 6 times that many damaged for individuals to qualify for federal aid. Chester Brower of Delta has been relying on his neighbors to help him clear out mounds of sand that flooded his home.
Where the house was, there was just nothing but water. The whole, as far as you could see, there was water. Because there was like a river going right through where my home was and down the ditch, down to the town hall, and it washed out the road, just like a whole lane it took out.
He says the wall of water and sand moved his house 3 inches and buried 2 trucks.
Every day is a fresh adventure. I have to spend some time away, otherwise I'd be digging all the time. But that's my goal. I want to be back in my home before the winter.
Friends, neighbors, and strangers have pitched in to help. Cars are lined up and down the road by hides on Busky Bay and Iron River. Inside the restaurant, people are eating spaghetti and buying raffle tickets. Helen Hyde and her husband Don own the restaurant and resort. Stepping outside, Hyde says people and businesses from around the region chipped in to raise money for Brower.
They all came together and donated amazing prizes and gifts and paintings and you name it.
Brower says it definitely lightens the load.
Everybody makes it easier. I always think there's good in people. I'm that glass is half full kind of, you know, can't give up.
He says there's nothing to do but keep going. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.